views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. It's November already. Can you believe it? It's like with the time change over the weekend, it became real, didn't it, where it gets dark now at 5 o'clock at night? And of course, here in the U.S., November is the month where we celebrate Thanksgiving. And last year, I began a practice of gratitude for each day in November that I shared on my Facebook page. And today, I want to share some of those practices here with you so that you can up-level your own gratitude practice if you want to. And we'll be talking in a minute about why you might want to do that. Why is it important to express and practice gratitude? And just like last year, I'll also be posting a daily practice on my Facebook page, and you can find that on Facebook. Just search for The Laura Longley Show. And also on today's show, I'm going to be asking you to call in and share what you're grateful for. By sharing our own gratitude, we spark others to become more grateful for everything in their own lives as well. And it's so great to share that gratitude energy throughout the world. It really can shift things. And so to that end, we're going to go to our healing meditation. And for today, I'm going to ask you to focus on sending love and healing to anyone who is having trouble feeling gratitude, anyone who's having trouble finding anything in their life to be grateful for. And sometimes when we first begin, if we're in kind of a bad place, it can be difficult. So that's what we're going to focus on today, is sending love and healing to anyone who's having trouble finding gratitude in their own lives. So let's begin by taking a deep breath in and release that. Deep breath in and release it. And thank you for participating in that. And I should have mentioned you could do it for yourself as well if you're having trouble finding gratitude. So you can always do it another time if you want to, if you're having difficulty in that situation. So before I share the light bulb moment, which is focused on gratitude, I do want to talk just for a minute about why gratitude is important. Why is it that you might want to spend some time focusing on what you're grateful for in your own life? And the number one reason is that gratitude is the easiest way to have more happiness in your life. Whenever you're feeling I guess unhappy would be the word, right? You're feeling down or like things aren't so great or whatever. When you start looking for what's already right in your life, what's already good in your life, it lifts your energy, it lifts your spirit, it raises your vibration, and it moves you on that path to being happier overall. And I did, a couple years ago, I did an 8-week happiness workshop. And about 6 months after the workshop ended, I interviewed a few of the participants to see what they were still doing or what things had really resonated for them in the workshop that had continued on in their lives afterwards. And every single one of them said gratitude, that that was the practice that they continued doing. And they had some other things that they also did, but that was the one that was the same across the board, because it is so easy to do. I mean, it really takes nothing more than, you don't have to have any, materials to do it. You can just in your head think about the things you're grateful for. You can speak out loud the things you're grateful for. And it just takes a few minutes. It doesn't take a ton of time to do, and it has amazing results. So that's just kind of framing today's show so that you can understand why some of these practices that I'm going to be talking about today might be something that you want to invest in order to improve your own life. So let's move to this week's light bulb moment. And the focus of the light bulb moment this week is having gratitude for difficult situations. And my story about this is related to what I was talking about on the show last week with this brief relationship I had with a man I met through online dating. And last week's show was really focused on how it shifted me into being able to be open and quit looking for what's wrong, quit looking for the other shoe to drop. But I want to use that as an example of how we can have gratitude for difficult situations, because as you heard last week, that didn't work out. And as a matter of fact, we had one more try at it this past week, still didn't work out. And I have so much gratitude for what I got from that experience, even though in the end it didn't work out. So let me share just a little bit about not so much what happened, but how I came to have gratitude. Because whenever we deal with a difficult situation, and it could be, you know, the kind of thing I'm talking about, a romantic situation that doesn't work out. It could be something going on at work. It could be something in a friendship or a family relationship. We could end up feeling, you know, kind of bummed out or angry or depressed about it. But we instead can choose to look at all the blessings, because every experience in life is a blessing, and we can always find something in each experience for which to be grateful. So for me, here are some of the things that came out of this very brief relationship and I'm grateful for. And of course, the first one is that I made that big shift from waiting for the other shoe to drop to being open to whatever unfolded. And I take this shift in perspective forward with me. It doesn't end because the relationship ended. And it has a huge impact on my interaction with others. So I am grateful to be in this new place of openness in all of my relationships. Another thing that I gained from this experience was I strengthened my trust in the universe. The universe showed me very clearly that this was not the right relationship for me. And when I chose to give it a second chance, which came out of some of my old programming that I'm still releasing, the universe once again put a situation in front of me that clearly showed me that this was not for me. And I am grateful that the universe is looking out for me. So another thing I'm grateful for from this situation. Another thing that I gained was I strengthened my trust in my own intuition. I've always been really sensitive to the energy of others and what it means to me, but frequently I've dismissed what I get intuitively if the other person tells me that I'm wrong. And I had strong intuition about several situations that turned out to be right on the money in this relationship, even though the other person denied it. So I am grateful that I trust myself and my intuition. Another thing was that I experienced being able to have deep feelings for someone while knowing and ultimately acting on the fact that it was not the right relationship for me. And in the past, I might have let my feelings for this man keep me in a relationship that did not give me what I needed. I learned that I can care deeply and still walk away when I need to. So I am grateful that I can put my own well-being at the top of the list. And lastly, I had some new insight into why I put up with unacceptable behavior in other people. And this insight really helped me to separate caring about someone from allowing them to treat me badly. I realized that when someone doesn't treat me well, I can easily see the pain and fear that's underneath the bad behavior. And that leads me to feeling compassion for them. And in the past, that compassion has led me to put up with behavior that was not acceptable. Now I can separate those two things. I can still have compassion and not put up with the behavior. So I'm grateful that I can separate care and compassion for another from allowing them to treat me badly. So that's kind of my story and learning around how to find things to be grateful for in a situation that was not ideal, was not what I would have wished it had been. So let's talk about it in a more general frame so that if you're experiencing a difficult situation or you have had one in the past, and we all have, we've all had hundreds of them in the past, that you can start to shift your thinking from ruminating on how bad it was to finding what there is to be grateful for. So think for a moment about a situation that's caused you a lot of pain. And it might be something current or it might be something really far in the past. We tend to drag those things along with us. You know, maybe it was a situation where you feel like you were treated badly. Or maybe you feel like you acted badly, you were on the other side of it and feel guilt about it. Or maybe you ended up scared as a result of whatever happened, or maybe you ended up really being emotionally hurt. So something in this situation was just painful for you in some way. Now, a wonderful way to turn around your feelings about the situation is to look for what you got out of the experience. Look for what you can be grateful for. So some questions to ask yourself that will help you go down that path are, what did you learn about yourself going through this situation? And how will you apply that in similar situations in the future? Another great question is, what did you learn about how you want to be in relationship with others? You know, friends, family, work, romantic, and how will that affect your choices in relationships in the future for the better? For me, here's a really big question that is always helpful for bringing gratitude. How did this experience change you for the better? What did you get out of this that makes you be a better person going forward? Another good question, what did this experience shine a spotlight on in you that you want to change? And what will you do to make those changes? And lastly, you can ask yourself, what good thing happened as a result of this experience? For example, maybe you got laid off and that was painful, but in the end you got a better job. Maybe you got divorced and that was painful, but in the end you were happier not being married to that person. So what good thing happened as a result of that difficult experience, and focus on that instead of how difficult the experience was. So as you're asking yourself these questions, sit down with pen and paper, or you can do it on the computer if you want to, and make a list of everything about this situation that you're grateful for. And I guarantee you that by the end of that exercise, you'll view that situation differently, and you'll be on your road on the road to really shifting and healing that situation. So that's this week's light bulb moment. And I'm going to, after the break, we're going to take a break here in a moment. But after the break, we're going to start talking about different ways that you can practice gratitude so that you start bringing this into your life on a daily basis. And I'm going to be asking you to share some things that you're grateful for. And if you have something you want to share, I'd love to hear from you. You can call in at 800-930-2819. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Are you looking for more balance and direction in your financial life? We all have questions. When can I retire? When do I want to retire? Will I run out of money? Is there a better way? All are valid questions, no matter what your goals. Jeff Pacman, financial advisor with Pacman Brown & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated in Bellevue, Washington, is hosting an evening to address these questions and more on November 5th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Call 425-372-4813 for a formal invitation. Hors d'oeuvres, beverages, and parking will be provided. This is an informational event. There is no cost or obligation. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet yoandrew at andrewtweetgeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you interested in helping others by tapping into something more? Do you want to play a bigger role in the shift that is occurring on the planet? The 111 Activation is an energetic session which has helped many worldwide to quickly transform their lives for the better, to gain greater clarity, experience deeper spiritual connection, and express their soul's truth. You too can learn how to facilitate this powerful energetic activation for your friends, family, and clients. Even if you have had no previous experience, please join me, Christine Upchurch, for the 111 Activation Training Seminar in Seattle, November 15th and 16th, to learn a process that is being called expansive, life-changing, and profound. Come be a bigger part of positive change for others. For more information, please visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com. Or call 425-999-9836. 425-999-9836.
We are back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we're talking about 30 days of gratitude and really taking the opportunity to use November as a month for you to practice every single day expressing gratitude for what is good and right in your life. And I do want to encourage you to call in and share things in your life that you're grateful for. By doing that kind of sharing, you help others notice in their own life things that they're grateful for. And it just kind of spreads like wildfire and helps us raise the vibration everywhere. So if you want to call in and share your gratitude, 800-930-2819. So I'm just going to start sharing some of the practices that I used last year during 30 days of gratitude in November, and you'll find some of them that really resonate for you, and you'll find some that you go, I don't really want to do that, and that's fine. And I guarantee you'll also find some that are surprising to you, like, wow, I never thought about gratitude in that way. So let's go ahead and get started. So the first one is finding things to be grateful for, to be thankful for right now. Just stop for a moment and think about your life and what in your life are you grateful for? And there's a quote that I really like, and here it is. Gratitude is our most direct line to God and the angels. If we take the time, no matter how crazy and troubled we feel, we can find something to be thankful for. And so this is something to really remember, especially when you're feeling like there's nothing good in your life, to really just stop and say, what am I grateful for? And it can be something as small as, I liked what I ate for breakfast this morning. Okay. Something as simple as that. And then that gets you on the path of coming up with more and more things that you're grateful for. Another one that I really like is thinking about, what have your ancestors handed down to you? What are you grateful for that you have inherited from your ancestors? And this can be things like character traits or your physical appearance or physical possessions even. There might be possessions in your family that have been handed down over the generations that have meaning for you. And so with this practice, think about your ancestors, beginning with your parents, but going back as far as you know. And think about, what did they do in their lifetime that you are grateful for? And for me, the idea of thanking our ancestors or being grateful for what our ancestors have handed down to us started for me when I was in Scotland 2 years ago. When I spent that month in Edinburgh, one of the things that I did was I went up to the place in the Scottish Highlands where I have ancestors came from there. And I started thinking about what their lives had been like. They came to the United States in 1772, and they came with, it was a couple with two small children. And I started thinking about, oh my gosh, what would that have been like in 1772, you know, 250 years ago? What would it have been like to be on this long voyage to a destination that you had really no concept of what it was like? I mean, you wouldn't have seen pictures of it because there were no photographs then. You know, I mean, there was no way to know what it would be like other than, you know, kind of word of mouth from other people. And then you've got these two small children on this kind of arduous journey and not knowing really how you're going to make your livelihood once you get there. It took a lot of courage for them to do that. And I'm grateful, number one, that they did it, because I wouldn't have the life I have right now if they had not. And I'm also grateful for that character trait of courage. I feel like that's been handed down through our family, to be able to take that risk, to be able to go into the unknown, knowing only that you believe a better life is there for you. So think a little bit about what your ancestors have handed down to you and express gratitude for that. Another really great one is, what are you grateful for about yourself? And frankly, I probably should have put this one at the top of the list, because having gratitude for ourselves is the same as having love for ourselves. And that's really the place that we need to start, is believing that we are worthwhile human beings, that we're worthy of love, that we're worthy of loving ourselves, and recognizing all the things about ourselves that are really great. And related to this, there's a Buddhist saying that is, you can explore the universe looking for somebody who's more deserving of your love and affection than you are yourself, and you will not find that person anywhere. So I would say, put this at the top of your list if you're keeping track of some of these practices and ways to experience and express gratitude. Start with making a list, and I would say a physical list. Sit down with pen and paper and start making a list about all the things about yourself that you're grateful for. Some of the things that I'm grateful for about myself, I am grateful that I'm a risk taker. I talked about that a minute ago with my ancestors. I'm grateful that I am able to step out into the world without always knowing how it's going to turn out, but that I can follow my own path wherever it may lead me. That's one thing I'm really grateful for. I'm grateful for being open to learning and change. I am not perfect as a human being. Nobody is. All we can be is open and flexible and willing to make adjustments as things are shown to us. So start looking at yourself and the things that you're grateful for about yourself. And it doesn't have to be as, you know, highfalutin as, you know, oh, I'm open and flexible. It could just be, I'm grateful that I have nice hair. Or I'm grateful that I have brown eyes. You know, I mean, it doesn't have to be really intense or deep or whatever. It can be very, very simple. So that's the third practice, is what are you grateful for about yourself? And one more before we go to the next break, and I love this one so much. I came across this a few years ago, and it just resonated for me. And that is to ask yourself, what if you woke up today with only the things you expressed gratitude for yesterday? Think about that for a minute. What would your life look like if when you woke up today, you only had what you had expressed gratitude for yesterday? We take so much for granted, and we are so blessed in so many ways. Some of those things that would be on my list are things like, I'm grateful for hot and cold running water. I'm grateful for indoor toilets. I don't even go camping because I don't want to be where there's not a bathroom. So what if I woke up tomorrow and I had no indoor toilet? I would not like that very much. So it takes it way down to the very basic level of, I'm grateful I have enough to eat. I'm grateful I have shelter. I'm grateful that I have family and friends who care about me. It takes it down to such a basic level that it can really put a different perspective on looking at what you have in your life, because we do take so much for granted that when we're having trouble finding what we're grateful for, I'm grateful that I have two eyes that work and I can see. So basic. So I think that that's also a really great one to start with if you're having trouble finding things that you're grateful for. Think about what you would miss tomorrow if you don't say thank you for it today. So on that note, we're going to take a quick break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. And if you want to call in with your expressions of gratitude, please do so at 800-930-2819. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Like the pine trees lining the winding road, I've got a name.
Hi, this is David Zarza.
And Philip Zarza, and we're the Sophisticated Guys.
And we're here with your tip of the week. Feeling drained or wiped out too early during the day?
Your body and mind are communicating with you. This week's Sophisticated Tip of the Week is to help you get more focused, refreshed, and energized whenever you need.
Here's how. Dedicate 2 times during your day, in the morning and afternoon, to take 5 minutes to close your eyes and breathe deeply. After 5 minutes of this, you'll notice how much more alert and present you become. Get your edge on. This technique works wherever and whenever you'd like, just not while driving.
Learn more or schedule a session by visiting GetSophisticated.com. That's GetSophisticated.com and call 206-420-8660.
Once again, that's 206-420-8660.
Dr. Pat Basile for an extraordinary event right here in the Pacific Northwest. The Global Women's Summit, presented by the Women's Information Network, is coming to Tacoma. Join us as we discover life and wealth mastery techniques and promote success and happiness for women worldwide. Saturday, November 15th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Pacific Lutheran University in Tacoma, Washington. Register online now at thewinonline.com and don't miss out.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Bird in the croaking toad. I've got a name, I've got a name, and I carry it with me like my daddy.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we're talking about using November as 30 days of gratitude and expressing each day what we're grateful for, perhaps in a different way than we have in the past. And so to that end, I'm sharing some practices with you that you might try. But before I go on to the next one, I want to say on the break, Benny and I were talking about, I was looking out the window and I go, oh, it looks like it's raining again. And Benny, what did you say?
Oh, that, you know, it's so pleasurable to have the rain here in the Northwest, though, and it's so luscious and green that it's depressing on when it's in the summertime and, like, brown. Like, I don't think I could ever live anywhere where it's brown and even a little bit warmer. I think we take for granted for living here.
And so we are grateful for the rain, Benny and I. Yes. Both. Even occasionally, I'm not so happy about it, but I am very grateful for what it brings us here in the Northwest. Our beautiful, lush, green environment, just like Benny. So that's just an example of finding something you could complain about that you can turn into gratitude. Thanks, Benny, for sharing that.
Oh, my pleasure.
So let's move on to talking about another practice that you could do that will deepen your gratitude and put you more in the mindset of being grateful without having to focus on it so much, have it come to you more naturally. So one of those things is, you know, we're pretty good at saying thank you to people in the moment. Like, you know, when we're at the store, we say thank you to the cashier or the coffee shop. We say thank you to the person waiting on us. But how often do you send a card or letter thanking someone? And especially in this day of instant communication, we very, very rarely put in writing in a physical way. So not an email, not a text, but a card or a letter that someone can actually hold in their hand and save and treasure. We do that so rarely. So one day this month, take that opportunity to think about someone who has really done something that you're grateful for. And again, it does not have to be some big, you know, selfless act that they did. You know, maybe an example I can think of, and I haven't done this, but now I will do it now that we're talking about it. I have a friend who she and I were going to the same alternative practitioner, and she was having to go every day. She had some serious health issues, and I was only going periodically, but I had some supplements that I wanted to add to what I was doing with my regimen. And so she, the next time she saw that practitioner, she picked those up for me and brought them to my house. Not a huge deal. I mean, it was a little bit out of her way, and I'm thankful for that. But I want her to know how much I appreciate that. So therefore, you know, I write her a little thank you note and tell her how much it meant to me that she was willing to do that, even though it was not some huge act of, I don't know what, you know what I'm saying, though. It wasn't like a big deal, but still, I appreciated it and I wanted to know. So think about who's done something lately that you appreciate and send them a thank you card, thanking them for that. And imagine how much it will mean to them for you to do that. All right, moving on. Another great practice for gratitude is thinking about our body and what we are grateful for there, and expressing that gratitude by doing something nice for your body. And what I mean by that is it's not like go get a massage, doing that nice for your body, doing something that will make your body healthier. So maybe today choosing not to eat the ice cream, or choosing to take a walk when you haven't been doing any exercise for a while. One small thing that you could do that would make your body healthier is a way of expressing gratitude for your body. And here's another quote that I like that's related to that. And it's, keeping your body healthy is an expression of gratitude to the whole cosmos, the trees, the clouds, everything. So when we do things that keep our body healthy, it means that we are showing appreciation for our body and all of the things that it does for us. So think about something that you might do, just a small thing that would make your body healthier, and then do it. All right, another one. So a while ago, I had a great session with my acupuncturist, which I have on, well, not anymore because she moved to Hawaii, but I used to have on a regular basis because I really valued her and what she brought. And it made me think about how grateful I am for all the practitioners in my life who have helped me physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. So this practice is about thinking about a practitioner who has made a difference in your life simply by doing what they do. It could be affecting your physical health. It could be affecting your mental or emotional health. Could be affecting your spiritual health. Someone who has made an impact on you by doing the job that they do. And when you think about who that is, then give them a call or send them an email telling them how much you appreciate them. Maybe even write them a testimonial. That's something that practitioners who are in business for themselves really value, is someone saying, wow, what you did really helped me. I really appreciate it. And letting other people know how great that practitioner is. Because you want them to stay in business. You want them to keep helping other people. And by doing that sort of, that testimonial, by doing a testimonial for them, you are not only expressing gratitude, but you're making sure that they're going to get an opportunity to help other people as they continue on. All right, let's see here. What else? Oh, okay. I love this next one. And I'll start again with a quote. Lots of times I see a quote and it really inspires me around how I would put that in practice in my own life. And so, I mean, this is a little aside, but you can go online and just look for quotes about gratitude and see what you find, because there might be something there that will trigger a practice for you that's really meaningful. But so this quote is from Roberto Benigni, and here's what it says. It's a sign of mediocrity when you demonstrate gratitude with moderation. Let me just say that again. It's a sign of mediocrity when you demonstrate gratitude with moderation. And I just love that, because if you're going to do something to excess, why not have it be gratitude? If you have to do something over the top, why not have it be gratitude? So this practice is about showing gratitude to someone in a big way. And so again, it's about being public about the gratitude you have for something someone has done for you. And think about how you could thank that person, express your gratitude to them in really an over-the-top way. So maybe if it's someone that you work with, a coworker, maybe in a big meeting, you will say, "Wow, I really appreciate what you did for me, so-and-so. I appreciate it so much, and I'm so grateful for that." Where it's witnessed by lots of people. Or, you know, maybe you will, you know, make a wonderful meal for a friend or your significant other in order to thank them. But actually doing some sort of an act as thanks, in addition to just the words that go with it. So think about someone that you are grateful for, and what is something that you could do that would be kind of a big thing to them and would be meaningful to them in order to express that gratitude. And let's get in one more here before we go to the next break. And this one is about saying thank you for things in nature. So, you know, we were talking as we came back to this segment about being grateful for the rain because of what it means to our environment here in the Northwest in terms of the greenness of the grass and the trees and how beautiful we find that to be. So for this practice, think of five things. Sorry, I'm going to have to cough. I was trying to maintain till the break, but hang on just one second. Sorry about that. So think about five things in nature that you're grateful for. And five really should be easy, right? You know, you can just look out your window and find five things in nature that you're grateful for. So if five is really easy for you, then try for 10 or 50. You know, just think about what is it in nature, animals, plants, trees, environment, ocean, whatever it is that you have gratitude for, and make a list. And again, I think that writing these things down, even though we don't have to write them down, we can just think about them and it raises our vibration. Writing them down is a way to really increase that impact internally for us. The physical act of writing actually helps anchor that in. So think about at least five things in nature that you're grateful for. And you know, I should have said this when I started talking about these practices, but you can be doing some of these just as I'm talking about them. So, you know, think about some of the things we've talked about, and on the break, maybe you want to make your list of five things that you're grateful for, or maybe in nature, or maybe you want to make your list of things you're grateful for in yourself. Anyway, time for another break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Dr. Pat Basile for an extraordinary event right here in the Pacific Northwest.
The Global Women's Summit, presented by the Women's Information Network, is coming to Bellevue. Join us as we discover life and wealth mastery techniques and promote success and happiness for women worldwide. Saturday, November 22nd, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Meydenbauer Center in Bellevue, Washington. Register online now at thewinonline.com and don't miss out.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we're talking about using November as a month of gratitude, 30 days of gratitude. So I'm walking you through some gratitude practices that might spark other ways for you to feel and express gratitude that you might not have experienced before, and it might spark you raising your level of expressing gratitude. So the next one I want to share with you is about expressing gratitude for someone who has been a teacher or mentor for you. And again, I have a quote I love for this, and it says, "The teacher is like the candle which lights others in consuming itself." So when you think about that quote, what it's saying is that teachers, by sharing themselves, are lighting candles, sharing the light with others, and then those others can go on and do the same. And I know that there are many of us who have a teacher or, you know, someone who's not formally a teacher, but someone from whom you've learned a lot, or someone who has mentored you and has really made a difference in your life, changed the course of your life, even in a small way. So that's another way, another focus that you can use for expressing gratitude. And start by making a list of some of your greatest teachers. And then if you are in touch with those people, say thank you to them. Let them know how they have impacted your life. And I can guarantee you that it will mean so much to them to know that they have made a difference in your life And that because of that, you are now making a difference in other people's lives as well. Let's see, what else do we have here? Oh, okay. Here's a good one. And I'll start with the quote and you'll get an idea of what the practice is going to be. You don't pay back your parents. You can't. The debt you owe them gets collected by your children who hand it down in turn. It's sort of entailment. Or if you don't have children of the body, it's left as a debt to your common humanity or to your God if you possess or are possessed by one. And that's from Lois McMaster Bujold. So this practice is about thanking your parents for what they've given you, thinking about how they've been pivotal to who you are and the life that you currently have, the person that you've become. And, you know, many of us have grievances against our parents. I think that pretty much all of us have some grievance against our parents, some more than others. And yet even the bad things that we would call bad things or the things they didn't do right or the things that we didn't like that they did have led us to be who we are right now. And, you know, this kind of comes back to what I talked about during the light bulb moment of looking for what you can be grateful for, even in a difficult situation. So even if you have parents or a parent that you feel like did not do the best job of parenting, look at how what they did led you to be the person you are now. And you can have gratitude for that. Perhaps your parent was not able to take care of themselves well emotionally, and therefore they leaned on you as a child, which is not really appropriate, but does happen. How did that lead you as an adult to be who you are, and what in that do you value about yourself? And have gratitude for that, that even though it was not an ideal way to handle parenting, that it did bring something for you. It did give you a gift in a way. And I don't want to, you know, dismiss the fact that there, you know, on the other side, there are many, 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 many good things that most of our parents have done that have helped us. And, you know, I think that as adults, we can look back at some of the things we were angry about as children, like maybe having to do chores or, you know, having to have a curfew or things like that, and realize how our parents really did us a favor in those things, that they taught us responsibility, that they taught us limits and bounds. So think about each of your parents, or if you were raised by someone other than your biological parent, you know, that person who raised you. And be grateful and thank your parents for what they brought to creating who you are as a person. Let's see what else. Oh, okay. This next one really is related to, well, maybe somewhat related to our light bulb moment about finding gratitude in difficult situations. And what this one practice is about is it's about life lessons, the things that you've learned in your life. And for me, I know that this is one of the things that I express gratitude for almost every day, is for the life lessons that I've learned and for the opportunity to keep learning. Because nearly every day, there's something that increases my awareness of myself, and it gives me a chance to do something slightly different or greatly different, but even slightly different makes a difference. So for this practice, think about what has been one of your biggest life lessons. What's one of the things that you've learned about yourself that has made a huge difference in your life? You know, was there an experience or a series of experiences that led you to having a new understanding about yourself that maybe made you a better person or brought you more in alignment with your authentic self, with your soul? And say thank you for that lesson. Well, we're getting to where we need to start wrapping things up today here. And I want to just share one more quote before we do. And this is a great one for thinking about on Thanksgiving. I awoke this morning, this is a quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson. I awoke this morning with devout thanksgiving for my friends, the old and the new. And having that gratitude for our friends, past and present, even ones that are no longer in our lives. You think about how your friendships have shaped your life. And again, kind of like with our parents, how you would be different if you did not have those same friendships, if you hadn't experienced those. And be truly grateful in your heart for each and every friendship that has been meaningful to you in your life, whether they were brief, whether they were lifelong, whether they were deep, whether they were kind of superficial. There's always something to be grateful for there. So on that note, it is time for us to wrap up. I want to thank you all for tuning into the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. Had a great time. Please join me every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle, WBLQ in Rhode Island, or anywhere at thelauralongleyshow.com. Have a great week filled with gratitude and thanksgiving, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com.
Are you looking for more balance and direction in your financial life? We all have questions. When can I retire? When do I want to retire? Will I run out of money? Is there a better way? All are valid questions, no matter what your goals. Jeff Pacman, financial advisor with Pacman Brown & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated in Bellevue, Washington, is hosting an evening to address these questions and more on November 5th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Call 425-372-4813 for a formal invitation. Hors d'oeuvres, beverages, and parking will be provided. This is an informational event. There is no cost or obligation. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen, www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you interested in helping others by tapping into something more? Do you want to play a bigger role in the shift that is occurring on the planet? The 111 Activation is an energetic session which has helped many worldwide to quickly transform their lives for the better, to gain greater clarity, experience deeper spiritual connection, and express their soul's truth. You too can learn how to facilitate this powerful energetic activation for your friends, family, and clients, even if you have had no previous experience. Please join me, Christine Upchurch, for the 111 Activation Training Seminar in Seattle, November 15th and 16th, to learn a process that is being called expansive, life-changing, and profound. Come be a bigger part of positive change for others. For more information, please visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com. Or call 425-999-9836. 425-999-9836.